against Catholicism. So the reasoning that is used by these men that teach that the glorious land of verse 41 of Daniel 11 is the Seventh-day Adventist Church. The reasoning they use when they point to the rule of the local symbolizes the worldwide, it holds no weight whatsoever. It's just an inaccurate application of the rule itself. Let me read a passage here from Testimonies, Volume 8, page 251. I'm going to start on 250. Unless the church, which is now being leavened with her own backsliding, shall repent and be converted, she will eat of the fruit of her own doing until she shall abhor herself. When she resists the evil and chooses the good, when she seeks God with all humility and reaches her high calling in Christ, standing on the platform of eternal truth, and by faith laying hold upon the attainments prepared for her, she will be healed. She will appear in her God-given simplicity and purity, separate from earthly entanglements, showing that the truth has made her free indeed. Then her members will indeed be chosen of God, his representatives. The time has come for a thorough reformation to take place. When this reformation begins, the spirit of prayer will actuate every believer and will banish from the church the spirit of discord and strife. Those who have not been living in Christian fellowship will draw close to one another. One member working in right lines will lead other members to unite with him in making intercession for the revelation of the Holy Spirit. There will be no confusion, but all will be in harmony with the mind of the Spirit. The barrier separating believer from believer will be broken down, and God's servants will speak the same things. The Lord will cooperate with his servants. All will pray understandingly the prayer that Christ taught his servants, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven," Matthew 6:10. Brothers and sisters, the time has come for a reformation. You can't separate revival and reformation. They go together hand in hand. When the final revival and reformation arrives, and it's time for it to arrive, one of the manifestations that will take place is there's going to be no longer any confusion. There's going to be harmony. And God's servants will speak the same things. For me, from my studies, it took me years to recognize many of the truths